good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of Bill Maher and Bill Burr getting into a heated debate. But before we do, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
That turn, that lick, that slap. And it's that one, that egg bite talking about this new drink. They like, that's that turn, that lick, that slap. And it's that one, that
everybody talking about this new drink. They like, they like, you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. So throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, please go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, and click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over, and shipping and handling is included. Also below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas if you're located in one of those states as well. And then the Dizzle Brand hats, t-shirts, go to DizzleBrand.com and click on store and you get the hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and much more. That actually rhymed. So let's get into it. Bill Burr and Bill Maher, two of my favorite cats.
Burr had Bill Maher on his podcast, and it's interesting. It's interesting. There are many, many parts of this that we could talk about, but I want to show the part where they get into kind of a heated political debate. I think it's an interesting back and forth, so let's take a look and I'll break it down.
Watch the news.
Right.
I tried to be the guy that knew stuff, and it just fucking...
Didn't work.
Well, because there's no solutions. It's just they just present one horrible thing after another.
That's not true either.
And then you just watch people go after the tail, never the head.
That's ridiculous. There are many, many people in this world who are better off because boring people locked in rooms, eating cold pizza at 2 a.m. with stale coffee, worked on worked on problems so that lives could be made better. And they were.
That was one of the most vaguest, longest sentences I've ever heard in my life.
Well, if you wouldn't interrupt me so much, I could finish.
What are you talking about? I listened to the whole sentence.
The whole sentence, that's right. Everything is done in one sentence. Okay, just let me put some specifics there.
Okay, there's guys in rooms with cold pizza working long and hard.
Exactly.
Okay.
For example, senior poverty used to be 27%, and then people worked very hard to pass Social Security, and now it's under 10%. Child poverty, we just saw an incredible drop in that.
How do you know it's under 10%?
Because they have... government agencies who work on that. Are you suspicious that those stats aren't right?
Well, I do remember that once you were unemployed, after a certain amount of time, they just considered you not looking for a job and they took you off of it.
Okay, but this is, we're talking about senior citizens. We're talking about senior citizens.
What the bankers did in 2008 ended up with me in 2012 when my roof collapsed from water.
I can't have a serious political discussion with the guy at the end of the bar who just anecdotally throws something like that out that has nothing to do with the reality.
Now who's not letting somebody finish?
Okay, finish.
All right, so I have insurance. It's my insurance. I pay for it, all right? So when the check comes out for my water damage on my roof, it's made out to me and my mortgage company, and I have to sign it over to them because of what they did in 2008, because they fucked people so bad in houses,
yes.
And so many people were so upside down in houses that they were like, what's the point of fixing the roof? And then they would keep it, and then they would default on the loan, and then they get the houses back. So they did what they did, and then they made me pay for it, and I had to do it really slowly, and they came over like I was a child, checking out, you know, did you do the work, and blah, blah, now we'll release some more money. And I could have paid for the whole fucking thing and just been done with it. And I had to sit there and be treated by a child by a bunch of fucking crooks.
Okay, I can't even really engage. First of all, I don't contest any of that. 2008 and the meltdown was just horrendous on so many levels. And I'm very sorry about your roof. But I just can't engage on this level of we're talking about your roof.
It's anecdotal because
you're trying to extrapolate from your roof to making a statement about America in general and how we solve problems. And of course, your roof. Roof is your roof, and
that, so that's
and
that silly matters. To do that.
It is silly.
Well, a
it
few
is
minutes
silly.
Ago, you said I was a lot smarter than I let on, and now you're talking down to me, saying, "Oh, your fucking roof," and I'm the guy at the end of the
true.
Bar. Who am I, Bill? I am who you need me to be, depending on what your fucking argument is.
I would say you have potential.
to be.
I would still go see Bill Maher at the Hulu Theater at Madison Square Garden.
Are you throwing me out?
Because, I'm not throwing you out.
I thought you were wrapping it up.
I was trying to break the tension.
Okay, I thought you were like going, I've had enough of this guy. What I'm saying is you have the potential. The potential.
Oh, gee, thanks, Coach. What book should I read? I'll become your little fucking protege.
Start with one and then see if you like it. But
he doesn't think I read.
I do think you read.
What do you think I read?
I think you read Ted Williams' biography.
All right. You get the gist of it. So, look, that was an interesting fight. And the fight was Bill Burr sort of with the nihilistic, defeatist kind of take of, like, we never get the solutions. So, like, what's the point? Like, you waste time in politics. And at the end of the day, nothing really improves. So it feels like a fruitless endeavor. That's kind of his point. And Bill Maher's point is like, actually, no, that's not true at all, because there's a lot of like boring, stale bureaucrats who are behind closed doors who are trying to, solve problems. And they were able to do it in a way that has a very real world impact. And look, watching that debate, what's my takeaway? Honestly, they're both right. So let me explain what I mean by that. So Maher is right. And he brought up a very concrete example to illustrate his point. The senior poverty rate before Social Security was 27%, and then it dropped below 10% after Social Security was implemented. And what that tells you is we had a redistributive program where we gave more money to old people and it got them out of poverty. So, wow, would you look at that? Turns out people in poverty are lacking money, and if you give them some money, it helps them. Then he also brings up another great example. The extension of the child tax credit reduced child poverty in this country 50%. Now, it was only temporary, and they weren't able to re-up it, so now it's gone all the way back up to what it was before, but there was a time period where they reduced it 50%. So, that example actually is the perfect reason why they're both right. Maher's right in that, there are real-world impacts to policy choices that are very demonstrable, that people truly feel in their own lives. And that can't be discounted. You can't take an anecdote and say, like, well, that doesn't count because this thing happened to me. But Bill Burr's right in this sense. We have the potential to, like, flat out fix so many problems, probably most problems, and all we do are these sort of tweaks around the edges, right? So to the child tax credit example, okay, if you reduce child poverty by 50%, what that proves is the government has the ability, if they so choose, to fully eliminate child poverty, and they didn't do it. So are we really thinking about, like, that's Bill's point. If you know you have the ability to eliminate it, but you don't eliminate it, then people do sort of feel like this is a little bit of a fruitless endeavor because the answer is right in front of us, plain as day, and you're not going down that path. You understand what I'm saying? So.
All right, so let me chime in. Bill Maher definitely be having his facts. He's right. Like, if there wasn't people trying to come up with solutions to the problems and the issues, I mean, we'd have totally collapsed as a country by now. Now, I do agree with Bill Burr that a lot of these politicians are not really about the solutions. They just talk a good game to get elected. They're not really about solutions. I'm a solution guy. I hate excuses. I'm in the market advertising business. When issues come about, I don't care about why that issue is about. What's the solution? I don't care about what caused the problem. I can only care about how do we fix it. But this guy was talking about fixing all the poverty. That's really a weak way to look at life to me. It's a weak outcome, a weak outlook. This is the thing. Like, if nobody ever struggles in life, how the hell would they know what it takes to be successful? Or how to better their lives. Like, part of life is struggling. And you got these people out here that just think we should just end all poverty. Nobody should be homeless. See, this is the problem with y'all's philosophies. In order for these things to work in society, there has to be a thing called equal effort. And most people in society are not given an equal effort. I would argue that the majority, there's probably 80, 90% of people on the planet don't work as hard as I do. And why would I say that? Well, let's see. I got hit by a car. I broke my foot, my leg, dislocated my shoulder. The day after surgery, I was working on my business in the hospital on a laptop. Like nothing, you know, as long as I breathe air, you know, so does my business. So does my effort in life, you know. And that's the thing. I can't put in as much physical labor work because I got the shoulder messed up, the foot and the leg. It definitely takes a lot out of me. But I still put in more effort in life than most people. I walk every single day with no cane. You know, if I don't walk at least to the store and back, I don't see nobody else walking and they don't got messed up legs, you know. So this whole, some problems can't be solved, first of all. There is no solution to some problems. And that's the thing. People could come up, these politicians, they all got different solutions. They all got different ideas and different solutions to the problem. And typically only one of them works. And I'm just not with the whole let's eradicate all poverty thing. Like, how about let's actually work in life and work for what we have and not some of us not have to work super hard while the rest are just getting free fucking handouts and we're just taking care of them their whole fucking life. That's a really weak way to look at life. So, yes, some people are going to have to struggle. You know, we struggled early in my life. And I wouldn't take it back, you know. Struggling, people who struggled, I would argue, it instills something in them that's not instilled in a person who's never struggled a day in their life. Like a person who struggled, if they lose it all, they'll know how to get it back. A person that was just born on third base, you know, once they lose it all, they won't know how to get it back. The silver spoon, you know, born motherfuckers, they won't know how to get that shit back. The people that have been pampered their whole life and entitled their whole life, like my uncle and shit. Like if my uncle was to lose everything he has, he would not know how to get it back. I could live in a tent. As long as I got an internet connection, I can make money, you know. I could be homeless. As long as I got an internet connection, I can make money. As long as I can charge a laptop and I got an internet connection, I can make money, man. You know, if I had no legs, one arm, I could still make money. As long as I got my two eyeballs and at least one of them, one eyeball, one arm, I could still make money. So, you know, because I put in a different effort in life than most people. A way different effort. So I'm kind of with Bill Maher mostly on this. I'm a Bill Maher guy. Bill Burr, he's a comedian. He knows a few things, but he's kind of like, you know, he's just taking his one little situation and applying it across the board to America. And you can't do that. Just because you have a problem with your insurance company and your roof, you can't apply that across the board. You know, that has nothing to do with Social Security and I think they said child poverty, which I don't get what really child poverty is because, like, they don't even freaking work. So I guess that just meaning, like, single parents who have kids, I'm guessing. So once again, I thank you for tuning in. That wasn't, you know, that wasn't really a fight. It wasn't really a debate. It wasn't really that heated at all. It was just we agree to disagree. And that's the thing with cats like Bill Maher and Bill Burr. They could sit down, have a podcast, agree to disagree, and, you know, one side isn't name calling the other side. But you sit down with a bunch of far left liberals, name calling. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and I'm out.